makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. After a little vacation, we are back and ready for some football. Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I decided to take a look at 2008 and break down each regular season game. We start with the Steelers. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans will open the season with a very tough road game against the Steelers, a team that has an arsenal of offensive weapons, starting with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Helping me analyze the matchup is Mark Vandermeer.
Well, I couldn't think of a tougher out-of-division opener for the Houston Texans in 2008. You're going to Heinz Field. Everybody's upset there after the team lost to the Jaguars in the playoffs. Remember, they had much more firepower than ever on offense last year, especially through the air with Ben Roethlisberger throwing to Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward. Now they have Lymus Swede, the Longhorn, in that offense. Rashard Mendenhall joins Willie Parker in the backfield. So offensively, it's going to be a very difficult task. Now defensively, they were obviously terrific last year. And some of the names, Joey Porter gone a year now, not as recognizable. Of course, Casey Hampton still plugging holes in the middle. But that's going to be difficult for the Texans offense to handle. But I think with this better than ever Texans offense, they should be able to score 14 to 21 points at least against the Steelers defense. The question is, can the Texans slow the Steelers down on offense in order to get the job done? It's going to be a very tough opener.
It is. Of course, the Texans struggled with their rushing defense. Talk a little bit more, though, about the weaknesses that the Pittsburgh Steelers have, because there have to be some that the Texans can exploit.
Well, I think that if there is a weakness, maybe you can get to Roethlisberger behind an offensive line that's in transition here. And if they had those old coaches there, like Russ Grimm and Ken Wisenhunt, Mark Whipple assisting Bill Cowher, you'd feel better about this transition the Steelers are going through. But under Mike Tomlin, this is going to be a real challenge. Alan Faneca gone, and you have some of the names changing on that O-line. It's going to be interesting to see if they can handle the Texans' pass rush. Did we just say that? Can handle the Texans' pass rush? Well, Mario with 14 sacks last year. Now you have Roosevelt Colvin, who's not afraid of anything. Maybe the Texans can get to Roethlisberger if they're able to slow down that running game. But that's a big if right there with the names we just mentioned earlier.
Of course, of course. Well, that's a great way for the Texans to establish themselves going into the season with Mario Williams, of course, coming out and making himself a presence known from the get-go. All right, what are the key matchups? Go key matchups for me.
Well, I think Roethlisberger against the Texans pass rush. But again, before you get to that, it's the Texans front seven against Willie Parker and Rashard Mendenhall. So let's just take it when the Steelers offense is on the field with those two right there. Now, when the Texans offense is on the field, can the Texans run the football against the Steelers front seven? And I think with the Alex Gibbs system in place now, they'll be able to get at least more going on the ground than they were at any point last year on a more consistent basis. And that means they have to throw the ball less. That means fewer turnovers through the air, because the Texans threw the ball better than ever last year, but they also threw a lot of picks. So they're going to have to cut down on that. But I think that's a tough matchup when you're looking at Texans O against Steelers D.
Very much so. All right, who's going to win? I'm going to put you on the hot seat for each game. Who's going
to
win this one?
Well, if I had to pick right now, you'd say Steelers. They're going to be favored. They're going to be at home. Everybody's going to be upset over last year. So you'd have to say the Steelers are favored in this one. But you know who I'll be pulling for.
Fans, don't forget, you can still buy two-game ticket plans on HoustonTexans.com. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.